Kara Rose of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau enlightens us about the second annual West Virginia Make It Shine campaign.
The West Virginia Make It Shine campaign is kicking off on Earth Day, which is April 22nd, running through May 15th this year. As listeners may recall, last year the CVB implemented a new roadside cleanup campaign, and we are asking that organizations, groups, nonprofits, and even individual businesses sign up to do road cleanup in Pocahontas County during that time period. What we really want to do is foster a litter-free community. And by offering this incentive, we are able to educate our youth about the value of not littering. The CVB will contribute $100 per mile, up to 100 miles, to organizations and nonprofits here in the county. So, for instance, if a 4-H club chooses to clean up 3 miles along Route 39, they record that information, take some pictures, and submit that to the CVB, and we will contribute $300 back to that organization. If a private business would like to sponsor a section of highway, they do the same thing. They register with the CVB, they provide proof of the cleanup, and we will contribute the funds back to a nonprofit organization or club here in the county. So it is a way for us to give back to our communities as well and to get our roadsides cleaned up. So it's a total of $10,000 back to our community during this campaign. Right now, I have about 70 miles registered officially. So we have about 30 more miles left to get registered for the county. We provide the supplies as well. So we'll provide the bags, gloves, pickers, and we have assigned dumpsters around the county in Marlinton, Snowshoe, and Greenbank. We're really excited about this, and we should all be very proud of how beautiful our area is. Our visitors tell us that all the time. And litter is an issue everywhere. And this is at least one way for us to work toward creating that litter-free community.
Was this cleanup program a success last year?
Yeah, last year was very successful. It was the first year we did it. We had the county commission also contribute to the funds. So we had about $13,000 to contribute to the campaign. We did clean up almost 140 miles of roadside. So I think we're one of the most successful cleanup campaigns in the state, really.
Can you also tell us about how the county's bicentennial celebration is coming along?
We are celebrating 200 years of Pocahontas County. Coming up May, we have several events. On May 14th, we have a high tea at the Greenbank Library at 2 p.m. On May 20th, which is a Friday, we have Huntersville Education Day all day long and a Hunter's Feast that evening. And then on May 21st, we have a high tea and stories at the Hillsboro Library at 2 p.m. The official bicentennial programs are available as well. We have the full shipment at the Convention and Visitors Bureau's office, so anybody who's wanting to pick up any copies of the program, you can stop by. You can pick up bulk amounts as well if you want them for your businesses or attractions. We'll be happy to mail them out. And for all of our listeners who ordered an ornament ahead of time, the ornaments arrived yesterday. So we have the official limited edition bicentennial ornament, and they are available for pickup and for purchase at the Visitors Bureau office in Marlinton. They're $20 if you pick it up. If you would like us to mail them, they're $25. You can take care of that over the phone. You can stop in the office, and you can also order online at CelebratePocahontas200.com.
Thank you, Kara. The Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau is a business supporter of Allegheny Mountain Radio. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.